Welcome back to Anime Casuals. I'm Lucky.
Here I go! This hand of mine is burning red!
And I'm Michael. Realize the only ones who should kill are those who are prepared to be killed.
Johnny.
Your darkness swallowed up my son? Who decided that?
Erupting! Burning!
Now all of you.
Die.
Hello, everybody. I'm Michael.
I am a Johnny.
And this is Anime Casuals, the weekend talk number 134. And I guess today we're asking ourselves, what is the new hype list? What are we watching? And that's a great question that we will actually answer right now because it's actually pretty easy. We're watching Demon Slayer, which today we're going to talk about, I guess, what was the movie, but also wasn't a movie, which we're all tricked.
If you went and saw the movie.
Yes. Which is half a movie.
I'll be honest, it's not a movie. It's
no.
Three episodes of the series ending with the first episode.
It's a special. Dr. Stone, Demon Slayer, and Konosuba. Those are the ones that we're going to be talking about. We have a lot on the list of what we, like, I could run it through you, like, what we're watching right now, but we'll wait till the end to kind of cover, like, what Johnny and I have been watching, what could be a fourth, what else could we talk about. But guaranteed, in about a couple more weeks, you will definitely see some stuff on our channel about other anime casual discussions that we're going to be covering.
There's some fun ones.
Yes. So, I don't know.
I didn't even think about hype list.
Let's start with Dr. Stone, and then we'll go to... No, let's start with Konosuba, Dr. Stone, Demon Slayer.
I was going to say, I think Konosuba could probably be
the... Okay, so Konosuba came back. It's a Megumin spinoff. And I am always for Megumin. She's my favorite she's my favorite character of the crew. And I feel like probably a lot of people's. Otherwise, I don't think she would have gotten her own, like, spinoff.
That's true. I don't... between all of them, I don't know. Aqua's just wouldn't be as interesting. I mean, she was a goddess. I don't know.
Yeah.
You go from there. You know, she just lounges around and laughs at people who died. And then says, okay, goodbye. I resurrect you. And Darkness, I mean, I don't know. I think it's a pretty fun thing that they're doing it in the anime as more of a plot point.
Yes,
so
exactly.
This Megumin thing, I mean, even though they did go into it with the anime
movie.
Just a little bit, or
yeah.
It's a movie.
Yeah.
You know, I'm fine to kind of learn a bit more, a bit of a prologue, or, you know, what's that origin story?
That's it is. It's really her origin story. It's Konosuba, an explosion on this wonderful world, which is always beautiful. And it kind of explains why she got into explosion magic, which everybody in this episode has been telling her, don't get into explosion magic. Even the crazy, I assume is a general of the demon army,
mm-hmm.
Or the demon lord themselves, is that who she meets near the beginning,
right.
Which would be kind of funny. But like literally, Megumin like solves this little puzzle thing.
Mm-hmm.
Unseals what's been sealed here for like forever, and then a huge dragon comes down, lands on this temple, and in order to save her, this individual goes explosion and literally nukes this dragon.
Well, she also does say it's, I'm paraphrasing, like, it's not time yet, my other half, or something. So I do think it is. I don't know if she has like a dragon sealed in her, you know, some
entirely possible, yeah,
you know, some ultimate demon. Beast, whatever, but yeah, seems interesting, and it's definitely a good way to be like, yeah, I want to do that.
Yeah, yeah, and also, why is she a dragon and a what seems to be a human person?
Yeah,
yeah. But then we get into the Megumin gets like accepted into school, and it's so effing funny. It's so gee darn funny. I don't know why I'm censoring myself. It's just because it's Megumin. that the entire school is based on the way of life of the Crimson Demons. So their very first official lesson, which I think is toward the end of the episode, is, okay, our first lesson is safety? How to use magic? No. It's basically catchphrases.
Yeah, you gotta have an entrance. Who am I? People need to know that. And that's what they're all about at this school. That's lesson one.
Yeah. And that's, I'm super into that. And I think that's really, really funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then she also meets Union for the first time, who Megumin doesn't remember, but helped Union like near the beginning of the episode. And then quickly was like, Union's like, you're my rival now.
Yeah. I do feel like they're answering a lot of questions that we could have had very quickly. Why did she want to do explosion magic? Because there was a badass witch there. Why did whoever, blah, 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 wanted, you know, how'd she find Union? She was at school. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see where it goes. But, you know, I'm definitely, it's fun. It's a Megumin spinoff. Definitely is. And I mean, it's going to be a little sad not having the rest of the quad team, but, you know, sure. Let's see how it goes.
And that's I think, is it. Like, there's not too much more about episode one that we can talk about. So, instead of going on more about Konosuba, let's go on to our next show, which is...
I'm comparing them right now. I almost want to put Demon Slayer next, but I think that's just because I'm personally more excited for Dr. Stone.
Oh, okay.
And it more surprised me, but I don't know. Demon Slayer does have some pretty intense stuff in there.
We might be talking about Demon Slayer a lot more. So this is the first 50-minute episode. We might have a lot to talk about. But here's the big thing.
You know, I forgot actually it was 50 minutes, and I realized watching it again that I had totally forgotten about that. Anyway, so yeah, we could talk about Dr. Stone first. That makes sense.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about Dr. Stone then. This is episode one. These are all episode ones. Dr. Stone basically takes off where the movie, the special, left off. It's the special. They just got back down from the air balloon, and the theme of this episode is find oil. Oh, wait, we didn't find oil. We found food. Oh, we found wheat. Let's make bread. Let's make a competition about growing wheat. Okay, now we got Food King, and now we've made bread. Oh, we burned bread.
That's a hard nutshell, but, yeah, I'll give it to you. I mean, there's definitely a few things in there. Everybody's tired of eating fish, which is why they're like, let's go for sustainability and make bread. And admittedly, that's about it.
And in that realm, we'll go into it a little bit. They get really sad because the sailor guy, the ultimate greedy guy, goes, why do you keep eating? Like, why are they always eating fish? It's like, oh, well, actually, all they have is fish. And at times when they don't have enough fish, people die to starvation. And I'm like, oh, my God, that's actually really depressing. That's really depressing because they haven't been like the whole thing of the reason why humans were able to expand based on a few book sources out there is because they had the power of agriculture. Without agriculture, population is limited. But with agriculture, you have the opportunity to make limitless supplies of food, obviously, depending on the ground and not overusing the soil so that all the nutrients, you know, are taken out of it. But that was like a lovely piece of science that was there that was also really depressing because their entire, like, as their population boomed, they realized, oh God, if we ever have a drought or we ever have some kind of famine where we can't make enough food, our population will shrink back down. And that's really sad because one of the older ladies in the tribe, her whole family died due to starvation. I'm like, that's brutal. That's so brutal. But, you know.
Getting world problems.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what's still crazy is it made me think, oh, wait, these are all still, like, Senku's. They're all related to Senku. I was about to say ancestors, but they're not ancestors. But
yeah, I don't know. Could you say descendants?
Yeah.
Would that be right?
Technically.
His father's descendants?
Yeah. Well, they're technically descendants, right? It's still his genetics.
Yeah. Mm. That's a crazy thought.
Yeah. Anyway. Hey, yeah. What if you met your descendants 1,000 years from now?
And they all need glasses. No, just like two of them so far. But I do think it's funny. Every time, like, hey, try these glasses. Oh my God. I can see everything. I can and that see keeps it. Happening, and it's always pretty fun. But, you know.
That's actually funny, because I feel like that happened in the, what, the 80, I need to save 80,000 gold in last really. Season. Yeah, where she's like, oh, I have all these fancy things. Also, have no idea how she got the prescription correct. But anyways, this scholarly dude for the king comes up to her, and he's like, oh, everything's a little blurry. She's like, oh, you're older. Do you need these glasses? She puts them on. He's like, everything's clearer now. And I'm like, okay. But anyways, yeah. The whole thing with Dr. Stone is they're trying to adventure to go out and find out who started this, like petrified the entire world. And from the opener, you see like there's other people being shown. At the end of this episode, we realize that they're going to go undo a chef.
Yeah, because they spend a bunch of time like farming and making bread, and they just mess it up. It's terrible because they don't know what they're doing, which is kind of funny. Senku can't cook. And then they're like, we got to get a chef.
Even though baking is basically science. But anyways.
Right? But baking well.
Yeah. But I'm also like, I thought the whole cave blew up. So how are they undoing a chef?
Oh, well, I mean, they showed them in the cave, like, putting people back together with glue.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's going to work. I hope it does, but I'm also really worried that they're going to try it and dude's just going to fall apart. How do we think glue is going to hold this guy together? Like, honestly. I don't know. But we'll see.
He comes back out and he falls back apart and everybody's like, oh!
That's what I mean. I'm like, it's not good. I don't know how it's going to work unless they're making like a liquid cement kind of thing. But I don't know if they can. I don't know. Maybe that's really easy.
There is a thing about when you come back out of the like carbon freezing that you heal. So.
Well, if anything, I don't think they've shown us someone like, hey, so just a minute. Your arm was completely off.
Yes.
We had to go find it for a month.
It was just Senku when it was like, oh, the back of your head is still cracked. So we'll
undo that. Yeah, that's the thing. It's like cracks or injuries are fine, but that's what I'm saying. Like, if you lost, you're just Spider-Man forever? I don't know. Like, that doesn't...
It's very interesting, anyway, to be honest.
So that's Dr. Stone.
Yeah, that is Dr. Stone. Okay, now Demon Slayer. So, Demon Slayer was actually fantastic for the special. I didn't like going to see the movie because it showed the last three episodes, and that was a full hour before we saw anything new. And I was not expecting it. I thought it was going to be like a Mugen Train movie.
Yeah, just show the so much of the season or whatever. But yeah, what they did was they showed the last two episodes of the previous season, and then they showed the 50-minute episode of the first episode of the first season.
Yes,
sorry, not first season, new season.
Yes, and the new episode basically starts off with the end of the last season. Inosuke, Tanjiro, and Zenitsu all got messed up. Little tiny child Nezuko is like sitting there holding up all three of them, looking all adorable and stuff. And then they go recover. Zenitsu gets sent out. Inosuke gets sent out. And then Tanjiro goes to the Swordsmith Village to figure out why he hasn't got a new sword. And you get introduced some real characters there. The old man who's like the leader of the Swordsmith Village is awesome. Mm-hmm. Like he's like, oh, hello, Tanjiro. It's so lovely to see you. Like,
would you like sweets?
Yeah, here's some candy, some poop looking candy. It
wasn't very good looking.
No, it wasn't. And I thought it was going to be poop, but
like dried fruits and that's candy. I don't know.
Oh, it'd be really sugary. And then they talk about like the guy who's been making Tanjiro swords, and he's like, no. You didn't fail, Tanjiro. He failed at making a sword. I'm like, oh, God.
That's a funny perspective on it. And, you know, it's kind of cool to see.
Yeah. Like,
I was like, no, this guy sucks.
Yeah. And that, like,
and we're going to show him what's what.
They introduced in the first season, like, if you're not good enough with a sword, right? Like, you're not good enough your breathing technique, then your sword's going to break. But then it goes, like, now it's like, no, your sword should never break. It's his fault.
After what he's done, too. I mean, I don't know. You can't really blame him that much.
Yeah. That's true, right?
And I like seeing all the little differences in all their masks. Because they're all the same. The whatever
they get a little mouse.
But then their eyebrows will be like angry or just I'm kind of like sad. I don't know. So hey, there's always a little difference in all their masks, and they're all great.
And they still show a lot. Their mouth is like sticking out different ways.
Yes.
Or like there's something in the mouth, mm-hmm. and I'm like, it's really, really funny.
And they wear those even when they smith. I don't know if those are comfy. You'd hope they are, but man, they do a lot.
I hope they go into it a little bit of why they wear the mask, and it's like probably just to protect their identity, but you know.
I'm guessing that's something like that. It's a protection thing. Like, we can't let anybody see us.
Yeah. And
I feel like they're all blind. No, that's crazy.
Whoa, Johnny, get out of here.
I don't know why I'd say that.
Yeah. We get reintroduced to the, love Hashira?
Yeah, I guess so, yes. It is love, if I remember right.
Yes. And it was really funny how he introduced her. She's coming from the hot springs. She sees Tanjiro. She starts running down. And then Tanjiro goes, no, your breasts are going. What was she saying?
He was like, they are dangerously close to spilling out. He's very concerned about her. Like, I don't know what the word is. It's not pride, but it's like pride. You know, he's like, no, we can't let you sully yourself.
Her sanctity.
But he still looked.
Yes.
Because he's a man.
Because, yeah. Later on, we see his nose everyone's absolutely bleeding. Yeah. Yes. And the interactions they have with her are so adorable. Like, she's big sistering Netsuko and, like, treating her like a little kid. Mm-hmm. She's, like lovingly, like, talking to Tanjiro. She's just wonderful. And I hope she doesn't die.
I remember first seeing her thinking, oh, she's going to be, like, really depressing. I don't remember why I thought that. There was something she said or her demeanor. She was like, oh, no, something love. And I was like, oh, she's just going to be, like, this weird lovesick person. But no, she just seems very fun and caring. And, you know, she said she came from a big family.
Yeah.
So that's pretty, I mean, I don't know. It's all very normal stuff. And I'm all down for it.
Then her reason for becoming a Hashira was like, well, I've got to meet a man who's stronger than me, so I'm going to go become a Hashira, because that's where the strongest men are.
I want to be protected, and I need to be the strongest, so I will find a stronger man. It's all very logical, and I understand it.
Yeah.
And I wish her luck.
I like in her effort to find a man who will protect her, she got even stronger to find a man. Like, it's so funny.
That's standards.
It is.
What that is.
Huge standards.
No. I'm not just going to wait for some dude. I'm going to be super strong, and that's how I'll find him.
100%. It's fantastic. And she's so sweet and adorable. We see through, like, the end opener that her sword is, like, what do you call those? It's like a baton, but like a ribbon baton?
Is it? I mean, I've only seen, like, from the closer, like, the best I can see, it looks like some kind of whip, but I know it's in a sheath, so I don't know if there is some sort of
maybe like it's
that,
like a Zabimaru.
I was wondering about that, but I don't know how that actually works. Because, I mean, I'm like, okay, sure, once you pull that thing out, sure, you can do all kinds of whip stuff.
But how do you put it back?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know. That doesn't make sense.
We'll learn together.
So I'm excited to see it.
Yeah.
And then we also get to see one more part, which I'm going to lead into a bit of a back skip.
Oh, that's okay, because we skipped the whole beginning of it, and that was crazy.
I was going to say, you got very, very into it. I was like, I don't want to interrupt. But yeah, we see the Mist Hashira talking with another, you know, little mask guy. Also, a familiar face from Tanjiro's dream, at least, which I actually was giving me weird, terrible chills after the first scene, couple scenes that's in this episode, which we'll talk about. We do have a pretty intense looking scene, which is, it does look awesome. I didn't appreciate it in the movie because, you know, I was like, great, bunch of recap, now some cool stuff. I was like, let's go. But it's a very intense scene of, we're seeing the, what is it, the alternate dimension?
The castle. It's
demon realm? I don't know.
It's, what's his name? Mudin?
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson, yeah.
Yeah, his castle.
Yeah, Mutsan, Kim Natsuji, or his castle that I feel like is run by the instrument user.
Oh, the guitar lady?
Yeah.
She's the keeper.
Starts with a B. Biwu? I don't remember. I'm butchering everything today. But
a hard One Piece flashback.
Right? Yeah. Don't want to. So... yeah, we get flashback to this castle that we saw in the first season, but really didn't get a good look at until this season, which it looks really awesome. Like, where the top level demons get to go looks great.
Yeah, Muzan is called a meeting of the
Muzan
Kibutsuji. Upper five?
Yeah, upper six.
Oh, the upper six.
Oh, and now upper demons? Five.
Oh, now upper five. So We get a nice introduction of a bunch of new, scary, terrifying people.
Creepy gremlin guy who lives in a jar, the big, thick dude from the movie, a guy who looks beautiful and is apparently king somewhere.
He's worshipped or something somewhere, which is really strange.
And then number one.
Yeah, and then we have number one, who I don't know if he's the guy who shows up at the end of that episode, but it certainly looks like it.
Well,
it
also
his
looks...
specialty is like, no, I'm all about stealth and not being discovered. I'm like, just disguise yourself as a person.
But then be in the light? Like, can he be in the light?
I'm wondering if that's his thing.
That's his thing.
Like, he can
Wait, also, well. He also looks like Tanjiro's dad.
Yeah.
But obviously it's not Tanjiro's dad, because Tanjiro's dad was, like, real skinny and stuff. Mm. But, like... I want to know what that's about. Like, if they don't cover that in the season, I'm like, why make him look like Tanjiro's dad?
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of things that they are really.
Why does he have Hanafuda? Really early. Why does he have Hanafuda earrings? Mm-hmm. Why does he look like Tanjiro's dad? I don't even remember what Tanjiro's dad's scars look like, but I don't remember if they were the same.
I remember like being
that,
similar.
That flame pattern.
Like, I'm looking in the camera and it'd be like here, right here. So,
yeah.
Yeah. It'll be interesting.
Yeah, but seeing him as a demon was awful, and I hated that.
Yeah, he's a pretty frightening one. I mean, even more frightening than the jar guy, to be honest. The jar guy is probably the creepiest, because he has mouths for eyes, and I don't like that.
Yeah, but also, having like six eyes on your face is horrifying.
Yes, and that's got to be something crazy involving with sword fighting. Like, he can see everything, but...
He is everything.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
So, yeah. That's pretty much Demon Slayer.
Yeah.
Muzan's not happy, and they want people to find, you know, something he's looking for, which is why they're all going to meet up in the sword building, swordsmithing village.
Yeah. Which I want to know is, like, they've been keeping it secret, so how do they know, how does Muzan know about him? Just because he's been around for 100 years, so it was easy to just be, like, slowly get information? I don't know. But... I do know that they still don't know where Coffee Blood head of the Hashira guy is. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, how do they know where the Swordsmith Village is, but not know where that guy is? And also, like, the Blue Lily. There's a lot of questions now up in the air about what's going on. Mm-hmm. Why did Tanjiro have a dream about the first demon? Why is the first demon in sunlight? There's a lot of crazy stuff. I have some theories about it, but I'll wait for a couple episodes before I start pitching crazy theories.
All in all, it's a very fun first episode. There's a lot to see, you know, and it does paint a picture for the rest of the season. I hope that it's not... I guess that's a thing. We watched it today, and it was a single episode. I was worried watching the movie that it was going to be... they were going to cut that into two episodes.
Yeah,
so then we'd be down already.
You know? Lucky that they didn't.
I'm happy about that, it gives me hope, and I'm excited to see what they do.
A fourth one we could talk about, not today, but in the future, could be Hell's Paradise. Probably the strongest of the rest of the season.
Looks interesting, yeah.
I
mean, aside from Mash Muscle, or whatever that is. Magic Muscle?
No, it's Mashle.
Mashle.
Yeah.
Everything I said, just
it's
shorter.
It's Magic of Muscles, Mashle.
So that looks interesting to me. But yeah.
Mashle is probably the only other one. Dude, Kamikatsu working for God in a Godless World. I was like, oh, that's the one where it just kept jumping. I was like, why does it feel like this episode's chopped up? And then it gets to the end of it. And I was like, whoa, this is super dark. And then the goddess comes out. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, they definitely do a little bit of jumping from day to night pretty quickly. And yeah, that definitely becomes a clear why towards the end of the episode. Yeah. Interesting show. It's on my radar.
I'm going to pitch this, and Johnny doesn't know about this, but our next general or casual discussion is probably going to be Kaguya. Last season is a movie.
Right.
It's four episodes, so we'll probably be covering that next. Again, we've been struggling a little bit with our schedule and trying to get things out because it's just the two of us, and we're trying to, you know, make sure we're not going crazy. So, if you could get our name out there, if you could, review, subscribe, all that beautiful stuff, or if you want to contact us at animecasualsreal, R-E-A-L, @gmail.com, please give us a shout out and let us know if you like our content or what you like. Otherwise, we will catch you next week, and we want you to keep
it casual.